like that plain ass coffee?
No, dude, it's not hitting. It's not fucking hitting, dude.
So when you start to do that and just really take back all the great stuff it used to be, then you just end up not wanting it anymore.
There's been a couple times where I've gotten coffee over the last couple of days and haven't finished it.
Because it's missing, I got that element. We talked about element already, but I bought the whole pack of non-stevia, and I don't even drink the shit. It tastes fucking nasty. It doesn't even taste like salt. It tastes like just cloudy, nasty shit.
You need to try I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's Ultimia.
Mm-hmm.
That's got zero calories, zero sugar. I don't know how. It's probably got stevia in it.
No, if it has stevia, it's good. Like, if you dump that shit in element, it's great.
Mm.
But it's you would think it would just taste like salt, but it's like, tastes like, have you ever got an MRI or something? You know, you'd have to drink that whole bottle of milk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gross. It's
been a while.
It just doesn't. It doesn't taste like what what we're used to.
We drink pink lemonade. That's what the family likes.
The family.
Pink lemonade. Everyone's set on pink lemonade. So I get pink lemonade, fucking lemonade, blueberry lemonade. Everyone loves fucking lemonade.
Damn.
Yeah.
And no calories.
No calories, yeah. That's good, dude. Fucking order it on Amazon, get it here in a couple days.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Dude. We're at 5,000 steps.
You're at 5,000?
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to look at my steps on this fucking watch.
That's because you need a Garmin.
I think I have to go. I don't know where to go. But I tried to set it up because I want to see my step count. And it's like you have to download what is it called? Pedo something?
You have to download another app to.
I don't fucking. I need to look into it more. But it should show my steps. I mean, it's right.
You know? Yeah, it shouldn't. Well, can't you change the face on it?
Yeah, it didn't have one for steps.
No, shut the fuck up, dude.
And then that's when I looked up a video and it said, I need to get a, what is it called? I don't want to call it a pedophile, but it's like pedo.
I don't know.
Pedometer. That's what it is. That's the thing that measures your steps. Bipedal.
Bipedal.
What is that?
That's when you refer to an animal that's. Walks on his hind legs.
Bipedal. Did you send me a video where someone, what were you talking about, a bar mitzvah? You sent me that the other day.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back to the pizza.
Mm.
So do you think it's possible to have a large pizza? Well, it's a 10-inch, right? If we're trying to count calories.
So let's talk about what we're doing first. Okay. So we started counting calories. And we have a lot of success with it. We're some days we're losing a whole pound.
Yeah.
And we're not doing it in a way that we're starving ourselves.
I don't feel like it.
It's hard to tell people that's counting calories without it being like, oh, that sounds terrible. And you like start thinking about, oh, you have to eat healthy and like all this stuff. But I think we just tricked our brains into thinking it's not really, we're not have a pen and paper and we're writing down the calories or anything. We're just the gateway into this was, you know, just put the food in the app mm-hmm. and then look up the calories. And then at the end of the day, where were you? Are you over or under? So we're talking about just do it for a week and start seeing like how much you do eat. And then you start seeing those heavy hitters and then you're like, oh, well, shit. With that heavy hitter, like, what could I substitute for?
Heavy cream, dude. Heavy cream got me, dude.
Yeah.
I know I told you, but I drink coffee at the house if I work from home 3 times a day. And I don't measure the amount of heavy cream that I put in there, but I know I'll probably be conservative, and I know it's more. I'll say I put 2 ounces in. Definitely put more in that. But each ounce has 100 fucking calories.
Mm.
So I was drinking 600 calories a day just in coffee.
Nuts.
You know what I mean? It's wild. Dude, you know what else? Oh, we haven't even talked about this. We haven't even. What do I put all over my food?
Cum.
Yes.
You did, bastard. I know.
I was surprised you said that. I like that.
I know. I like by that. By the first time.
Nice cum.
Do you see when cum. I talk? I just always do this. Yeah. What the fuck am I doing?
It's because these chairs aren't it, dude.
It makes you slip down?
These chairs aren't it. Okay. Yeah.
When you look at the chairs. You don't think they're kind of comfortable.
They're comfortable, but they're not it. Okay, what else do I put on my food besides cum? Come on, you always give me shit about it.
Oh, ketchup.
Yes.
I don't, man.
Yes.
That's the most confusing part for me, for you.
It's like,
oh, how the fuck do you put ketchup on a medium rare steak? That always blew my mind.
I don't know.
I'm glad you're not doing that no more. You probably still
No.
You got a healthy ketchup now?
No. You got count calories.
Chop tomatoes.
No, because the amount, it's like, I think it's like 75 calories per tablespoon or something. And I was putting probably, 15 tablespoons on.
Are you kidding?
Whatever. I don't know.
Tablespoons, like a little.
It's a little bit.
It's like a sauce.
Yeah. It's a little bit. Not even fucking. You don't even count that. Yeah. I was drizzling ketchup on my food. It's because I like saucy stuff. I like the sauce. If it's barbecue that I'm eating, I like barbecue. I enjoy dipping the sauce in. Pizza, it's ranch dressing. Well, I always have a sauce with my food. So that alone, removing ketchup from my diet, has probably been one of the most significant things. That and heavy cream.
Damn.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about the ketchup.
You never got an A1?
No, I did a little stint for a little bit. Yep, I did my time.
Got in, got out.
I did my time with it. No, I never got into A1. I didn't really like it.
Let's continue on these mind-blowing things, because we have quite a few. We had trial and error.
Fucking steak.
Steak, yeah.
The whole reason I got to this stalemate of being at 175 and I couldn't get past it. And now I'm a whole carnivore thing. Like, I'm eating healthy. I do two times a day. I'm eating fucking carnivore. I don't eat a whole lot. But steak has the amount of steak that you can eat compared to the amount of chicken that you can eat and still be twice as less in the amount of calories that you consume is mind-blowing. Because you can get a 10-ounce steak, we'll say ribeye, 10-ounce ribeye for like 700 calories, give or take. Like 700, 750, right?
Uh-huh.
We should know this, right? Like 10-ounce ribeye.
We're all friends here, right?
Yeah. But, dude, a 10-ounce chicken, just chicken breast, is like 400?
Yeah.
350, something like that?
For 10-ounce.
Yeah. You want me to Google this?
Watched a video. So chicken breast for four ounces is 32 grams of protein, and it's 140 calories. So what is that?
For 4 ounces? Yeah,
do 4, 8, 12. So what did I say, 140 times 3?
Yeah, don't make me do math, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, it's significantly lower. And so you weren't eating chicken because you're just like, it doesn't mean this stuff isn't healthy. It's just like, if you want to get, you have to get lean meats to be low calorie, which we didn't know. And not all chicken's the same, right? The breast is the most lean. You get into the thigh meat and stuff, that jumps in calories. So one of the hard lessons was Free Birds. We got the bowls, and you were like, oh, I was just getting all this low-calorie stuff. And we didn't know that
brisket
was like double.
That's the fattiest meat.
It's double of steak.
Yeah.
And like triple of chicken.
Dude, that meal from Free Birds was like 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
That one little fucking meal. And I didn't have much in it. I had cauliflower rice, onions. I think that's it. Oh, guacamole. I had guacamole.
Guacamole?
Guacamole.
Okay, Houston.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
And I like that day you were like, you're so hard-pressed to like.
That's when we started it.
You're just in it or out of it. So you're like asking rhetorical questions like, what if I just don't eat it? And I was like, well, you won't get the calories. And you're like, but I'll keep the calories. I was like, why would you? You didn't eat it. And then you end up throwing away
a third of it. Yeah.
And it was like, and that's when I knew you were in it. And me and you are similar to like, we're going to go full force. But it's changed our eating habits, because inevitably when you start trying to go lower calorie, you're going to start eating better, because that's better foods or low calorie.
Yeah.
It's weird. But me and Courtney got into this thing, you know, every diet has a dirty side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, I was telling her about the Quest stuff, the Quest brand. And I was like, you know, you can get a pizza for 200 calories. And by the way, that's not it. That's a serving. So the pizza is like 600 to 700 calories.
Shit,
the little
dude.
Pizza. Yeah. Okay. You got those servings will bite your ass, dude. Yeah. Just tell me what's in the box.
Yeah. I just want
to
know.
It's a little fucking
kid.
Who's
going to eat half of the.
Yes.
I guess Kelly would. People like Kelly who only eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, but fuck those people.
What about a bag of popcorn? Like a bag of popcorn, if it's just you, are you going to fucking roll it up and put it back in the pantry? I mean, it's not a.
What kind of savage do you have to be to fucking only eat a little bit of the bag?
Who's going to roll out a cup of popcorn? I started doing it though. I put it like the cup. And it's not bad. I'll just grab the cup and like eat like a fucking squirrel. But then I'm like, is this fucking worth it?
No.
So anyways, what was it? So you inevitably, you start eating healthier. And the dirty part. Yeah. So we started looking at Quest and they have like fucking milkshakes and cookies and bars and chips. They have a bunch of chips. And so they come at a pretty good little price. Like they're like the whole chip bag is like 150 calories, which is really good.
Yeah.
Then you look at the ingredients, it's not good
for
you.
Shit,
it's
yeah.
like whey protein is what they're protein packed too. So it's kind of good. But you can very easily slip into the dirty side of calories too.
Yeah.
The dirty side of keto, the dirty side of carnivore.
Yeah.
Vegan for sure. Like that's we saw ourselves going back to that vegan state where we're like eating a bunch of fake shit because you know, for the taste.
Yeah. You're looking for the sweet. The
savory.
Yeah, savory, salty. Sweet, something to get your brain firing again. That round. That's for me. I look forward to the fucking chocolate chip bar from Quest every night. Like, I know it's 170 calories. I still want to be under, like, my budget and the Lose It app is 1,700 calories.
Yeah.
I like being, like, 300 under, 300 to 200 under. So I'll plan the entire day around me ending with that fucking Quest bar.
Yeah.
So good.
We could talk about the app a little more. Like, so like the app, you pick your activity level and that calculates how much calories you should burn in a day. Just like breathing, walking, what you should burn if whatever your activity level is. So and then it gives you a budget. And if you stay at or below the budget, you will lose whatever weight you ask. So like you set it up initially, you're like, I want to lose half a pound a week or a full pound or a pound and a half. And it even goes up to two. And if you cut it even more, you can do more.
Yeah. But it asks you how aggressive you want to be with it. Like, do you want to be aggressive and really cut calories? And what I like about the app too, is I didn't take advantage of it, but it asks you if you want to consume more calories on the weekends, like it'll adjust your calorie intake for the entire week. So it's looking at it at a per day calorie intake, but it summarizes it in a week for you. So it's like giving you a budget for the entire week of how many calories you can consume. So do you have your setup where you go higher on the weekends?
I used to, but no, it's just the same now. So okay. I kind of want to set it up to where it's a little heavier on the weekend. So it's a little more reasonable. You know, we're going to do more things on the weekend, you know, at work, you're just getting by, then eating dinner at night. But yeah, it gives you your calories and then it gives you your budget. And then, so as long as you meet your calories that you're saying you would burn anyways, and then you're under the budget, you'll lose whatever, you set it up to. The caveat to it, and which is the thing I love, I don't think you love it yet, but so like if you go at those calories and then you go past it, everything that you gain from that point gets deducted or added to your budget. So say you want to, this is the freedom part, is like, say I want to have a pizza for the weekend. I'm going to go work out and try to, you know, burn some calories off so that will get added to my budget and I can have more calories to have a higher calorie food and still stay in a deficit. So I think that's the freedom part of it. So it's, you know, and people think you have to just eat healthy to do this. You could just moderate your portions and still come under, and you can eat like shit if you want to. And it's you won't understand until you do it for a week and start to see that you're losing weight and you're just following this little protocol.
Yeah.
And that's the proof in the pudding is like, you just follow it and you'll lose weight. Like, it's not like a, you know, some diets or whatever, you try to, you know, you just eat whatever, but you stay within like what foods you're able to eat.
Right.
And you're like, well, fuck, like I'm eating all clean, but like I'm losing like a pound,
a month or week,
or maybe gaining weight. And so this thing is just tried and true. If you want to lose weight at this frequency and you keep it and you stay true to yourself and log everything, you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
So I started at 224 a couple weeks ago, and today I weighed in at 214.
Damn, dude. So 10 pounds? Wait, 224?
224.
Shit, dude.
I was building new floors. You know, like I've never been 220 ever. And I was just stuck at 220. And I was like, I've never been here. Now how am I just stuck here now? And it went up progressively. So like high school was like 180. And then when I was vegan, I would stay between 180 and 190. And I felt like a good weight then. But then I started like getting into the 200s. And then I started seeing it go up a little bit from there. And I was like, I've never pictured myself at 200 or above it. And if I would continue on what I was doing, I would definitely be 250. Like by the end of this year, I'd be 250. It was just going up slowly. But I wasn't going down, so, because whatever I was doing, I was just indulging and being a glutton and just whatever I wanted, I'd eat or drink. Right. So it's cool going back down, because I know I'm overweight. You know, I am obese technically, but I'm like, you can't see like I'm just, but I don't feel good. And so what about, you know, talk about the mental clarity. I hate the fucking mental clarity.
The words.
Brain fog. And it's like, it's unexplainable. Like what the byproduct of doing this, there's much more that comes along with when you start following this thing.
Yeah. If I told people that I'm counting calories, they'd probably look at me and be like, why are you counting calories? You're in good shape. But I just feel like I wasn't, like I was just stuck at 175. So I'm not obese. I'm in shape compared to the, you know, rest of the American population. There's nothing wrong with me, but I just felt like I know I've been at 170 before when we were doing all the running.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I wasn't eating good. Like you can still be at a low weight and eat like shit. You know what I mean? Like even in this calorie counting thing, we could be we can eat pizza and still be under our budget, but I just wasn't feeling good. But you doing it, like you like saying, oh shit, I lost a pound, I was like, oh dude, it motivated me to wanna, you did it, like you told me twice about the app and I was like, oh shit, so maybe I should try this. And it was eye-opening with the foods that I was eating, because I was mainly eating, you know, meat, a hamburger, a patty with the cheese on it, a slice of cheese is 70 calories. So I start tracking that this is the second week. So I've only been doing
that's the crazy part. Right. How much weight have you lost?
Almost like 3.5 pounds, which is not like a lot.
It is though. But a pound a week is significant.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a lot to like, if you just say, oh, I lost 3 pounds, like from where, like I don't have a whole lot of weight to lose, but I really do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do. But what I noticed like 4 days into it, because I work out 6 days a week. So I'm really active. I'm burning, like on my little Garmin watch, I'm burning close to 3,000 calories a day. How accurate is it? I don't know. But I work out about an hour and a half a day. So I'm very active, but I was overeating a lot. So 4 days into this thing, I'm not doing those things because I want to be under my budget. And those things that I was doing is like eating off my kids' plates. Like I would eat my food and then I'd see who else is not eating. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to grab that steak. I'll get that steak. We still got a little bit of meat in the in the pan. Let me just finish that. But that's what I was, I'd stop doing all that. And then I don't know what it is. It's like a self-control trigger that got flipped onto my brain, like, okay, so I can, you do that for a couple of days and you're like, okay, this is what self-control is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this is like, it's empowering to say no to it when you always say yes to it. Like we were talking about appetizers yesterday, I don't say no to appetizers, dude. And cheese sticks? Fuck, I'll fuck up a bag of cheese or a basket.
Hey, if it came in a bag,
I don't care how many. Bring me 40. I'll eat them all. Like, I don't. But yesterday, that little, like, the guy in my brain was, like, trying to rationalize with me. He's like, just have one. You have the budget in your calories to have it. But I'm like, no, it's not worth it. Like, a cheese stick's like 140 calories. I don't want it. I don't want to do it. But so that happened like on day three where I'm like, oh, this is like what true self-control looks like. And then when I was driving, I had to do a long trip. Like, I had this weird feeling of like clarity. Well, the day before I thought that I was like not eating enough. Remember I talked to you, I was like, I don't feel right. I don't feel like sluggish. I don't feel like tired. I just feel very weird, like almost lightheaded. And I was like, I'm going to try to boost up my calories a little bit. So I went up 100 calories the next day, but I still felt the same way. And so day three, I'm driving and I'm like, man, what if I'm supposed to feel this way? Like, I feel kind of like light, loose, like words are coming to me better. I'm able to like analyze things a little easier. I feel a little bit more limber. Like, what if I'm supposed to feel this way? This is what normal feels like. And the food that I was eating kind of was bogging me down. And then I almost felt like, I don't know, dude, it's like tapping into like a psychedelic. I've never done like mushroom. I tried to like microdose and stuff, but I was thinking like, is this what like a psychedelic trip kind of feels like a little bit, where you start thinking about what is truly important to you in life? And at that time when I was driving, I was just thinking about my kids, like, oh man, like I was analyzing things and thinking about my kids in ways that I've not thought about before. And time, like breaking down the amount of time that I spend with them in minutes and seconds, like, oh, like I could be doing a little bit more with them. And it was kind of an overwhelming feeling because I just hadn't had those thoughts before like that. You know what I mean? And it really made me self-reflect. It's a 2-hour trip that I'm on, or I'm driving on. And I called Kelly and I was like, hey, whatever we're doing this weekend, I want to like cancel it all. I just want to spend time with the kids. And she's noticed over the course of the week that I've been acting a little bit different. And then that's when I put it all together. I'm like, oh, it's the fucking food. Like, whatever, however it's affecting me mentally, however it was impacting my thoughts and my way of thinking before, this is just another level. You know, I feel like I operated at a pretty high level before this, but I think this is another gear. And I think you just keep going and you optimize things to like really achieve that higher level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't want to sound like it's like the fitness coach thing. Like, oh, you got to be motivated. I'm not trying to like sound goofy like that, but it is a weird feeling. Where you reach like a higher state of thinking. Yeah. And it's because your body is like not wasting its energy on digesting food in your body. And your mind has the ability to like really analyze the things that you're doing or saying. I'm even like, I was in meetings yesterday, I was telling you about this, and I was like fucking just firing, you know, like just all my words were coming to me and I was solving people's problems and fucking, it just, I felt so much better. And it's not like I'm not eating terribly like clean. I'm just not eating as much. Kind of made me, whenever we did the 3-day fast, that made me realize that we don't need to eat as much food as we're actually eating. But it was 3 days, or was it a 2-day fast? It was 2 days, right? 48 hours. We did 48 hours. You've done longer fasts before. So 2 days, it doesn't really stick with you. You know, on like the end of day one, beginning of day two, I was thinking to myself, wow, like I'm not hungry at all. Like we overeat a bunch. I don't need to eat as much food. But then you get to day two and then you get right back into, like, I literally think that same night I overate like a big, by a long shot. But when you're consistent, like we have been, and we're holding each other accountable to like sending each other screenshots of our fucking budgets and foods, it helps and motivates me to stay on track. And then you realize that, oh, like 4 ounces of chicken is a lot. Because when I first started, I was like, okay, what? I want the most food that I can have with the least amount of calories. So when I learned that steak wasn't it for me, I went to chicken and I was like, all right, I can eat 12 ounces of chicken. And when you look at 12 ounces of chicken, that's a lot of fucking food. Mm-hmm. I really only need like 4 ounces. So then you just start making these adjustments. And then it's been fun, dude. It's been fun learning about the food, like, you know, what food's available to us and what's really in the food that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because when we eat the foods with the sugars and because like I said, you don't have to eat healthy, but like if you're trying to go low calorie, you got to pick better foods for you, and they're going to fill you up faster, and they're not going to have all the additives that make you want to keep eating it. So yeah. I've had chicken salads and stuff that like I would eat, and I get, you know, 2/3 the way through, and I'm like, I notice I'm full, and I'm like, I don't want to keep eating it because I'm full. It tastes good, but it's not like a bag of Doritos where I'm just going to, you know, that trigger that tells me to stop, I'm just going to burn past it and just keep eating because it's good. So we're seeing some of that too. And I think you can make of this however you want. You could be very, you can eat brownies up to your budget and still lose weight, but you're going to feel like shit probably.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it. So you can still do that if that's what you want to do and lose weight. Or you could start trying to clean it up and get the low calorie foods to where you can eat more and get more full. But then you start getting to that realm where you look at your macros and you're like, okay, well, I want to have the certain percent of carbs and fats and proteins, and then maybe go more protein. And then that goes into the realm of these diets that you enjoy, like carnivore and keto and stuff. So then you can start putting your ideology to it and making it work. So ideally, you know, you can get to, you know, the diet you want and you know, still lose weight and be in the budget. And I think going back to the higher level of consciousness, you know, it's like when you're fasting, you definitely, you know, you feel weird. You have like butterflies in your stomach. You feel a little giddy, but you almost feel like you're, like you said, it almost feels like you're not, like you're hungry, but it's like true biological energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what we're trying to get out of energy drinks. We're trying to like, I need more energy. But once we notice it, we're like, oh, I'm hungry, so I need to eat. And then you eat, and then you're like, you don't have the energy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're in longer states. You know, we're still eating frequently, but it's less time digesting, and you have more stints of not digesting. And so you have that higher level of consciousness within those gaps. And so the more and more you do it, you know, I'm doing more of a intermittent because I'm trying to save my calories for the end of the day so I can, you know, make a nice meal or whatever and eat it. And typically when I eat at night or whenever I get home, I'm satiated. And I still drink on this too. So like that's kind of why I save it. I'll drink like a 100 calorie London Fog in the morning, and then I'll kind of fast throughout the day, and then I'll come eat this typically like a 600 to 700 calorie meal, which is dense, you know, it's pretty good. And then I have anywhere from like 1500 and anywhere from like 1500 to still spend. So that's where I'm like, all right, so we've been doing like brute champagne. You can do 16 ounces of brute champagne for 250 calories.
Shit, dude.
I'll get you shit out.
That's a lot.
So what we'll do, we have this little cup. We just bought these cups that tell you the ounces as you pour. And I'll do 4 ounces at a time until I'm good. And so last night I did two glasses. Like, and I'm noticing, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing it. But like if I had an old fashioned, espresso martini, something like that, I would want more because it tastes good. It's just the same Dorito effect. It's like, but champagne, it's good, but it's not like, you're not going to go crazy on it. So, and then 4 ounces ended up being a little less than 100 calories. We picked it intentionally because it's lower.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm still able to like get my drinking in too. You know, that's my thing. you know, you not so much. You're more of like the sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
So you've been indulging with the quest. The quest.
It made me overcorrect though, because the quest is only 170 calories for these little chocolate bars. They're not good. They're not good, but they satisfy that sweet urge that I have to eat something sweet at night. So I was way under my budget. Like one of these days, I had like 700 calories or something to spend. So I was like, oh, I can eat two of these motherfuckers. I can eat two of these and still be way under. So I ate two of them, like just back to back. And I ate it late too. I lost weight. I weighed less than I did that next morning. I weighed less than I did the day before, but I felt like shit. So it, like what you said earlier, yeah, you can still lose weight and feel like shit, or you can kind of dial it in and adjust it and like make it to where you don't feel good or you feel better. You don't have bloat. I felt bloated all day, which is weird because I was like at 172, the lightest I've been in a long time, but I felt bloated. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was a weird feeling, but yeah. I know it was because of those fucking quest bars.
Yeah. And you can choose to keep doing it and lose weight, or you can start dialing things in differently and starting to feel better. So it's just, you have to start somewhere though. And it's tip. And where I think you need to start is just to log your shit and see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Cause you may not know how much things are, you know. I did adjustments with chai tea lattes, found out they were almost 300 calories a piece. And so I just pick a different drink that's still good, still tastes good. But it's like, I try to stay at 100 calories. I'm only allowing myself 100 calories for that kind of thing. And for snacks and stuff, I want to be under like 200 calories. I don't even want to be to 200. I want to be like 100, like apples, like 95.
Blueberries.
You have like blueberries is like the whole pack's damn 30 calories. Start to really realize how much fruit and vegetables don't really have calories.
Yeah.
Some of the fruits are a little higher, but
it's going against my ideology that I've had for the last 2 years of carnivore is the king, like meat is king. And I still think that meat is very healthy for you. But for this specific thing that we're doing, which is calorie counting, it's not, it doesn't fit that mold. Like, I still think it's good for you, but give me the fucking blueberries right now. You know what I mean? Like,
you'll get back to it too. I think you'll keep doing this and then you'll move more towards your carnivore ideology.
Well, cause I'm in a deficit right now.
Yeah.
I want to get to a goal weight, which I think my goal weight is 167.
That's a weird one.
Well, I want abs. So
why I don't, 167.
Well, 165 is like really, that's pretty light, dude.
What is, let's talk about our ideal weight so we know, cause you're saying you're 172. So what is the estimate you should be for your height and,
oh, like the that. BMI thing. If you go off the BMI chart, I think it has me like at 143, dude.
No.
That's what, like, well, Kelly weighs like 120. So what? Like 20 more pounds? Fuck no, dude. I think the BMI chart is way, I don't think it accounts for muscles.
No. And I think you can be, but make sure you have those fucking muscles, because there's definitely visceral fat and body fat percentages that, like, we still have fat on us, but, like, you know, we get back to that people saying you need to be a healthy weight. It's like,
yeah, what is
American healthy weight? It's like overweight still.
Yeah.
So my range, I'm 214 now. Feels good to say. It's been a while.
Start crying.
But my healthy range is 190 to, like, I guess it goes all the way to like 170.
190 to 170
is like where I should be in between.
Can you imagine you being 170? That's what I weigh now.
I know. When I was fasting stuff, I was in that range, but I was pretty skinny. But I've always liked how I felt at 185. So that's kind of in the middle. And I think how I look is how I should look at 185. So depends on how your build is or whatever, but 185 feels right for me. Maybe 190, but I really don't want to be 200. I feel heavy on that. But if I adjust my diet and I'm eating more protein, maybe that size will look different on me. Cause when I was that weight, I wasn't doing anything. You know, I just recently got into working out and shit.
I like that you're working out, dude. It's fun. We can do it together.
I know. It's something I never thought I would do with you. I see you do it. I'm like, my perspective on working out and running is just like food. If I'm not going to do it forever, I'm not going to do it at all. if I'm not going to eat healthy, if I eat healthy during the week, but not in the weekends, I might as well not do it at all. That's why I can go 100% on this thing, because I'm still meeting my goal, but I can eat shitty or I can eat good, and I'm still going to reach my goal. So I can go 100% on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what helps my brain. It's all about convincing yourself that to do this, you know, like it's however you're going to convince yourself to do it. It's how you're going to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also makes it easier because we're both doing it though.
Yeah.
If you have someone, if we were trying to do it by ourselves, it'd probably be, I think we could still do it, but it'd be hard.
Yeah.
It's harder to stay motivated and accountable. Not really motivated, but accountable, I guess.
No.
I wish we could share each other's profile in the app.
Yeah. I think you can if you pay. We don't pay.
So, really?
Yeah, we don't pay. Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff if you
pay. Can share. You can be like friends and friend circle and all that shit.
We need to check it out.
Dude. But
I know there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. So.
And I could comment on things that you're eating. Wouldn't that be cool?
We need to just, I was thinking about like the strength is a number. So like bringing people in, it's just like, you know, Alpha Land. It's a like-minded people coming together and iron sharpens iron. You know, it's like those people in there are like, elite, you know, they're all just got to get better, and that's why they all go there. And so it's the same thing with anything. Like we got, you know, a movement going and people following it and holding each other accountable, all that mental stuff will come with it, and you'll just build a strong group.
Yeah.
And then you can use that power for anything, like, you know, you know, businesses try to get that type of culture to where they can be productive, you know. So just better people, you know.
It's real. I like the Lose It app because it's realistic, you know. Like there's fitness influencers that are telling you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to, like, where's my morning fucking routine and my nightly routine, but they don't have a real life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Real life as in real job, real babies that they got to fucking take to daycare, all this real stuff that everyone around us has.
Yeah.
And this is the easiest way, I think, to hold yourself accountable by tracking it. All you have to do is track it. It even makes it dummy-proof because once you put it in one time, it's always there. Like if you eat the same breakfast or the same dinner every day, it'll ask you, do you want to add the same fucking thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It gets a little smart.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I like it. I want to get to 167 and assess. Like where I'm at, like, well, how do I feel? How do I look? How are my clothes fitting? Because now my clothes, like I said, I've only lost like four pounds, and my clothes are starting to fit a lot differently. My belts aren't fitting. It was just 4 pounds, mm-hmm. which is wild, dude. So imagine you're going to have to change your old fucking wardrobe.
I'm scared about that. I've had to do that before. I've already changed it all for my weight now. Mm-hmm. The other cool thing about the app is you can put, it has all the well-known restaurants in it. So like you go to Domino's, you type in Domino's, you type in the pizza, and it has all of their nutritional information. So it makes it easier too. It's like peace of mind. Like we went to Freebirds, it had exactly what was in there and serving sizes and things as long as the employees are doing what they need to do, which is, you know, you can't think too much into that. And, the biggest thing is it's like you don't have to, I mean, you can, but you can go, you don't have to go get recipes and make this very specific thing to meet this specific thing. You just, you'll start to get knowledge by just entering the information to know what the calories are, and you can make your own smorgasbord of things. Another like good thing is like Greek non-fat yogurt, cottage cheese. Like it's fucking basically nothing. You can make sauces out of it. One thing we do is cottage cheese with a packet of ranch, which is 10 calories. And you blend it. And then we put jalapenos in there too and blend it. And it's a jalapeno ranch. And, you know, I don't know if it's like, you know, remember I eat fake meat and I was like, this is just the same. But that fucking ranch is like, if they had that in the store, I would pick that over like red wine vinaigrette or balsamic. Like, those are bullshit. Fucking like, I don't want to eat a salad like that, but you can douse this thing. Cause like you get like, I'm probably lying. It's like a cup of cottage cheese is like not even, it's like 30 calories or something.
Damn, dude.
So much shit, and you blend it in with that little packet, it's legitimate. So just small little adjustments. Like, say if you like ranch, make that ranch.
Yeah.
You can have as much as you want. Regular ranch for tablespoon is 70 calories.
Fuck, dude.
So you get in some pizza with that or a salad, you're going to have a couple tablespoons. So just the ranch alone, and then you add in the chicken. But another thing with steak, you know, you love steak. We started noticing ribeyes. I ate a 10-ounce ribeye, which I'll go to like Longhorn and eat the biggest thing they got. I'll get the porterhouse, man. So that fat adds up. So we noticed that leaner meats like New York strip and sirloins, you can eat a lot more.
One thing that still doesn't make sense, though, is do you weigh the meat raw or cooked?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know Google says you need to weigh it raw, but if you're cooking it and it's losing the juices, where does the juices go? So why wouldn't you weigh it raw? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and the fat, like, you cooked the steak before, the fat's literally dripping out.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you weigh it raw or weigh it when it's cooked?
Yeah.
It's losing stuff. It's losing substance. Yeah. You know what I mean? We need to talk to somebody about this.
Just need to Google the scientific reason for doing that. I'm sure there's something that said because they're saying to do that. But that was one of the little slips that we had.
You asked me, I had so much chicken. It was the first night that I had chicken. I was like, look how much fucking chicken I got. And it's only 450 calories.
Yeah.
And then you were like, dude, Courtney said you have to weigh it before. And I said, tell Courtney to mind her fucking business.
I laughed at that. I liked that response. I didn't want to tell you that. Cause I really want you to stick with this. Cause I like the accountability, but I like us growing together too. And I was hesitant to tell you that.
No, I want to know this stuff. I want to do it right. Like, that's why that day at Freebirds, whenever I downloaded that app in the gym that morning.
Yeah.
And now we're like, we're going to do this. Or I'm going to do this. And then we went to Freebirds, and I was logging the shit. And then that's when I was committed. I already committed in the gym. I downloaded it. And then at Freebirds, I was like, fuck, brisket has this much. I got to throw it away. Like, but I was going back and forth with I was like, do I need to eat it? Like, what if I don't eat it? What if I don't eat it, but I throw it away? What if I just eat the things around it? Like, I was going back and forth, trying to rationalize, like, do I need this 1,300 calories right now?
Yeah. You're very mindful of what you're putting in your body. Think about it. Sometimes I put all the stuff in the app beforehand to see if it's worth it. Or
I do that now.
Take shit out. Well, once you get hardcore into this, I guess we're getting closer to that. When we're making our meals, we weigh stuff to make sure we're getting what we're getting, because it's only as good as how accurate you are putting the information in. So you could think you're under budget, but you're really not putting anything. Popcorn burned my ass, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting the skinny pop, and it talks about how popcorn's a good filler food and it's not much calories. And so skinny pop, and a lot of popcorn now advertises it's 35 calories for a cup. And so I was like, you know, for these people that aren't like us that don't eat the whole fucking thing, you can pour a cup and eat it or whatever. And so there's a column right beside it that you think is the whole bag and it says 140 calories. And I was like, well, fuck yeah. So a couple of days I was eating a couple bags of popcorn, you know, cause I was like, 140 calories. I can afford to do a couple, and I love popcorn. So one day I got burnt by the servings. And looked on it, it was 2.5 servings. So I think it's, what is it?
But you were still losing weight.
I was still losing weight because I come in under budget no matter what. Like, so you don't have to, but if you just meet your budget, you're going to lose weight. But I try to come.
It's a game.
I've been kind of dangerous. Like, I've been up to like 1,300 calories under the budget.
Mm.
Or like yesterday, I was 800 calories under the budget.
Are you on the aggressive plan to lose the weight? Or are you on the long term?
No, I'm on a pound and a half a week.
Okay.
So that gives me the calories, but I have like 2,100 calories. So I'm pretty full already. And then I see that I have like 1,000 calories left, or like sometimes most of the time I have like 1,300 calories after my dinner. And so like, I'm like, well, I can do whatever I want right now. I can go eat a pizza if I want, like, not a whole pizza, but so that's the time I'm like, well, let me just have like a glass of champagne, glass of wine. Dirty martinis are 110 calories.
So the dirty martinis are good. That sounds really good right now.
We fuck around with those. So, but I'll have a couple, and if I wanted to, I can have five.
Yeah.
You know, I can get drunk, but listen, like the way I'm eating, it doesn't take much to get me tipsy. So then I notice that, and I don't want to get drunk.
Yeah.
Weird.
Are we training ourselves to be, to have more self-control? Like Kelly will eat a little bit of her meal. We'll go to a fucking fancy restaurant. Like, we went to Rainbow Lodge. Couldn't get any more expensive for steak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll take like two bites and she's like, I'm gonna wait a little bit. That pisses me off. Like,
I'm getting mad right now. Yeah. Check my blood pressure.
This fucking steak costs $89 for fucking 4 ounces. You're going to eat that whole fucking thing right now.
Yeah.
But are we doing that? I think we're getting to that point where we're able to, because we're tracking it.
Yeah.
I've always been the, you need to eat, you need to make a happy plate.
Yeah.
You got to eat all your food. You don't get up to eat all your food. And now it progressively got to, all right, I'm going to finish everyone's fucking food. Yeah. Everyone's going to have a fucking happy plate somehow.
I'm going to make all them plates happy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think, and it's not my fault. It's my parents' fault.
Yeah.
It's not even my fault. It's their fault in this way.
Yeah.
They created this.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Yeah. They did this to me.
Yeah.
I'm the victim.
Yeah. We want to complete anything, you know, your work, whatever, like food, I want to finish it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how this is possible, but like, I want to not finish it. I'm okay with going to a place and not finish it and taking it to go.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'll have another little meal. I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. I like that now.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I want to talk about my test. We're tested on the weekends, right? You got tested the other day with appetizers.
Fuck.
So I had my ultimate test was like, if I'm going to be able to do this long term, I need to be able to do these weekends with friends. And so we went out, and normally it's like, eat whatever, drink it, like way more than I should, way beyond. And so I was like, how am I going to do this? So I ended up going over, but not for the wrong reason, So it's, and we do that. We hang out for like 6 hours. So it's a long game. So what I found myself doing is, you know, it's hard too, because when you drink, you need to eat a little bit. So anyways, we go to these places, social places, throwing darts, kind of thing, or like, you know, some active type things. But I started drinking my drinks, so like champagne or dirty martinis rather than the higher calorie ones. And so I find myself drinking, and it's going to be here, and I'm just going to keep sipping until it's done. That's me. And I talk to people, a lot of people are like that. I'm setting that motherfucker down now because I know with this amount of time, it's going to equal this amount of drinks. And also these drinks aren't like, they're not flavorful like all the good ones, right? So like I'm not like craving it, so I'm drinking this thing and I'm setting it down. Even Courtney, even the whole group, they're like, what the fuck is going on here? So I set the drink down and I play, socialize, grab it, take a couple sips, and I make them last. But over that span of time, you can only do so much. So I did that. We ate good, like ate like a chicken salad, like not with salad. I don't know how to say it. It's like a little ball of shit, like
a wrap almost.
No, it's just like that a thing, keto wrap, like that thing we had at Chicken Salad Chick.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a ball of shit. And so, shit. But it's like 400 to 500 calories. So yeah. I ate that, and I got tested too because everybody's drunk, right? And they're like, bought three pizzas for like two people. And so it's more than enough for everybody. Everybody can get as much as they want. And Courtney's over here biting it in front of my face, and I had every intention of eating it. And luckily I had an accountability partner that was giving me shit. She's like, you better not fucking eat that. And she was making the chicken salad for me because she wants to stay on track too. So we both didn't eat pizza. Fuck, dude. So I went over the calories because of the drinks. I only went over like 200 calories, but because of just the span of time, I wouldn't normally do that like a weekday or whatever. I think I could manage. That was my first time ever doing it, but yeah, ate good. And then I had one, and it's okay to go over, right? We're being really good. We're like, we're doing full weeks of not going over.
You're
so,
telling me or telling yourself?
I don't know. That's probably myself. But yeah, I'm okay with going over. And but the cool thing too, like we discussed earlier, if you go over, just go outside, and you know, a 1 mile walk is typically 100 or more calories burned. So you don't have to go run. You don't have to go work out. Like if you just want to work this into your lifestyle now, just literally go walk outside, and then, you know, make fun of it too. Like, go to a destination, like if you live by something, go to a thing and come back or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Yeah. That's a good test. You drinking. Test. Yeah. You drinking with a friend. That's like the ultimate test for you.
Yeah.
Cause you're the life of the party. Everyone's like, well, come on, Mike, I drink. Yeah. I imagine you just doing the beer bongs. You know what I mean? Like, well, give them the other beer bong. Ah.
Not like that. I am a little more dull.
Yeah. Doing but this. So, and then people want, hey, are you okay? I want you to like,
yeah.
Where's Mike at? That shit.
So if I didn't drink, I would get a lot of that, but no, I blend in. Yeah. I like camouflage. I start, I'm doing all the things, so I don't get those weird conversations.
What if you just replace the alcohol with water?
So we started doing that sometimes. We'll do like a soda, what am I talking about?
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water, and we'll put a little lime in it. And it's, you literally just need to have something in your hand.
Yeah.
And it like, it goes a long way. And I'm craving it less, man. There's been days that I don't drink at all anymore, which is, sounds like that's not too hard, but the state I was in is I was drinking almost every day.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I just don't do that anymore, it's like I'm not getting those cravings. I'm worried about, there's two things I'm worried about. I'm worried about when I do, I haven't ate pizza yet, but there's going to be a day where I dedicate the day for pizza. And I'm wondering if I'm going to have that craving again to where it's hard to get back on track. You know, it's going to stimulate my brain and I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
I'm going
to wake up the next day and want more of that type
and,
of food.
Cause I'm past that point now, but it takes time to get past that point. The other thing for me and you, we have to come up with a plan. What are we going to do when we meet our goal? They talk about meeting goal. Once you meet the goal, that's the thing, right? You have to think about past the goal. It can't be, has to be another goal to where we're focused. But when we meet the goal, how do we stay consistent, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I've kind of thought about that a little bit, and I'm excited about eating a little bit more to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these, for me, I was right at 175. I wasn't like real hefty. I was still thin, but I wasn't as thin as I wanted to be. So I think me like cutting out those like heavy cream, ketchup, fucking those little things like ranch dressing on fucking pizza all the time. Like those little, it's a little small adjustments will keep me where I want to be. Cause I was already kind of eating clean. Like I didn't splurge on stuff. The appetizers for me always got me. Like we went to, I never did not eat any like the chips and queso all the time. I always ate that stuff. I think I'm in a good spot now where I don't have to do that. But I think knowing that I can increase my calories to maybe like 1900 or 2000 just to maintain, that gives me a lot more flexibility with the things I want to eat.
That's the upside to it. In the app, you can pick maintain. We're on a deficit track right now.
Right.
So once you're at your ideal weight and it knows what weight you are because it's going to change or whatever, then you do maintaining and then it'll give you more calories. And so then you'll just stay there. You stay under that And it's no longer a deficit. It's a maintaining calorie. So, yeah, I think these small changes are sustainable. Like, it's not a big deal to keep doing the changes, like the little slight changes.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a day or whatever, but you're going to notice when you start gaining weight again, and then you have to change that app to a deficit. So just depends on if you want to go that route again and eat less calories to get back where you are. So.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be interesting once I get to 167.
When was the last time you were there?
I haven't been like one. I got to 168, 169 whenever we were running.
Keto?
Yeah. Like when we were doing like 40, 50 mile weeks.
Isn't that nuts? We were running so much and I wasn't losing weight.
I was eating, but I was doing keto, and like keto is a trick, dude. Like heavy cream this and fat cheese this. Like everything had fucking cheese, and cheese has so many calories. I was consuming a lot.
They advertise, though, you can eat as much as you want because you're eating the right stuff.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think
that? I don't know. No, it's not true, because it's at the end of the day, it's calories in, calories out. You have to be fucking consuming less calories than you're burning to lose weight.
But the people that advertise the diet like that in carnivores, like, eat whatever you want. Eat as much as the diet, eat as much as what the carnivore would eat, because you're eating better now.
I think that's true for people that are not where I was or am.
Yeah.
It's true for people that are eating the standard American diet. They're probably obese right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're overweight. They're consuming pizza and fucking chips and all that shit.
Yeah.
I think it's true. I think you can switch the diet and eat a fucking ribeye three times a day and lose weight, because you're not eating, you know, the sugars and the carbs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're going to get to a point where you're stagnant. And that's where that's where I've been for the last like 2 years. I've cut out all the things that I could possibly cut out, except for these little things like heavy cream and, what else? Like sour cream. Dude, I put a lot of sour cream on food, on eggs. Like, I got to a point where I was eating eggs, cheese, and fucking sour cream on it, dude.
My gosh.
Yeah. And then maybe sometimes a little ketchup for the fucking hamburger patty on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot, dude. That's just, you know, that's just bad habits, really, because I want it to taste I want that kick in the food.
That's that transition period, though. We're talking about a lot of things here, but the transition period of you going carnivore and getting away from processed foods, you lose that weight and then you're plateaued. And that's at the point where you need to make sure you're not overeating for the weight you want to be.
Exactly.
So with every diet that's advertised to be healthier or to lose weight, you'll always lose that weight that you had because of the processed foods, the foods that aren't within that regimen.
Yep.
And then you'll be there and you'll plateau to where you need to do the next thing.
Right. And that's probably where people get, they probably lose motivation or they lose interest because they plateau. Like, how come I'm not?
Yeah.
Cause you get to that point where you're still not the way you really want to look. Right. You lose a lot of weight, but you're still not to the point where you probably want to be at. So you get discouraged and you're like, well, why am I not doing it? Like, all these fitness influencers say that I can just eat fucking steak all day and look like them and all this shit. But it's not. It's not it. It's still at the very end of the day. It's like, how many calories are you eating? Are you eating way too much? Cause you probably are.
Yeah. I want to be a believable influence. So like, we talk about carnivores that preach all this shit, but they're noticeably overweight. And it's like, well, you know, is this work or not? Like, I believe things, like if I see someone, you know, people could be fucking around throwing up or doing all this shit. But like, it means a lot when the person that's talking about it is also a product of what they're saying.
Yeah. For me, I believe someone, I don't believe the 20-something-year-old fitness influencers or the carnivore guys or girls that are in shape that are saying that this is the only way to eat and you get to get all those keywords, grass-fed, grass-finished, fucking blah, 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 ribeyes and all this stuff. But they still got a little belly on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you look no different than I do, and you do a lot less than I do.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? I believe the people that look really good and maybe they're not strict carnivore or maybe they're not strict keto, but they got a busy life. They got kids. They share all this stuff that's relatable to me. I believe those people. Like, and they're, when I think back, when I look at my timeline and I look at Instagram and the people that I follow that are in the fitness influencer world, the people that are telling you to have like the flexible diet, like Paul Saladino is probably a good example because he's carnivore, animal based. He says, eat these fruits, eat avocados, blah, blah, blah. And he looks really good. And he's like flexible. And then you have these extreme carnivores or, you know, these extreme fitness influencers that aren't, they don't look no better than I do.
Mm-mm.
Like I wouldn't.
I think I'm they're not, cheating too.
Yeah.
There's, you know, I mean, we talk about, right? You're a carnivore, but you fuck around every once in a while.
A little bit.
Everybody fucks around.
Yeah.
It takes a big person to say, I do this, but I also have cravings for other things.
When Dr. Sean Baker was on the Rogan podcast and he shared that he had a cupcake, I bet it broke the fucking carnivore world. I bet it fucking shattered all their beliefs because I don't think, I've never seen a post where he is like, cheat day or something like that. And I don't think he indulges like that a lot. I think he's pretty fucking strict, but I think everyone probably believed that he doesn't ever do that stuff, but he's a real person. He's like, my granddaughter was having a birthday and I had a cupcake with her and blah, blah, blah. And I love that. Yeah. I love that he was able to share that information on the podcast.
Yeah.
And be honest about it because I think people have unrealistic expectations about people that are in those positions and they think they have to follow them. And I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, Dr. John Baker doing that. I want to follow that. Yeah. But it's not realistic.
No. Every once in a while, fuck around. But if he's doing it. So the thing where you can do whatever you want, but it's like it also brings people more to the diet when they know they can fuck up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you're eating better. You're not doing it all the time. So, but it's cool when the influencers could say, yeah, I fuck around every once in a while. I fuck up every once in a while, but 80-90% of the time I'm doing what I'm saying. Yeah. But they're just saying they're extremists and they're just doing that. And then on the side away from cameras, they're doing something else. It's like, well, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Fuck those people. No. Let's go get some cupcakes.
Yeah.
You're going to do coffee or what? We got a little Megan. We got
a little
Legacy Co. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mm-hmm.